When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Hooray for Hollywood, that screwy ballyhooey Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pant. And any barmaid can be a star maid if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for Hollywood, where you're terrific if you're even good, where anyone at all from Shirley Temple to Amy Semple is equally understood. Go out and try your luck, you might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood. Chillicothe's and Paducah's with their bazookas to get their names up in lights, all armed with photos from local rodos with the hair and ribbon and legs in tights. Hooray for Hollywood. You may be homely in your neighborhood, but if you think that you can be an actor, see Mr. Factor. He'll make a monkey look good. Within a half an hour you'll look like Tyrone Power.
Well, if any night of the year deserves a shout-out for Hollywood, it is, of course, tonight. Tonight is the Motion Picture Academy's Oscar Award. So today, on Broadway to Main Street, I'm your host, Larry Maslon, and I'm going to roll out the red carpet, and we're going to have our own Broadway to Main Street Oscar party. That, of course, was Rosemary Clooney singing the great Johnny Mercer Richard Whiting song, Hooray for Hollywood. Not typically a Broadway song, but two wonderful American popular songbook writers, so we salute them. There's been an ongoing interest from the Broadway stage in the comings and goings and tinsel of Hollywood. Many shows based on Hollywood stars or Hollywood studios, and that sort of transatlantic song and dance, as it were, literally and figuratively, has gone on pretty much for more than a century. So today we'll look at shows based on Hollywood, and we'll look at that kind of interesting overlap of Oscar songs and Broadway songwriters. In 1973, there was a very interesting Jerry Herman musical about the early days of silent films called Mac and Mabel. So let's roll the camera back, as it were, and the days before there actually were talking pictures, and we'll hear two songs about the silent film era. The first is Robert Preston from Mac and Mabel.
these were movies when you paid a dime to escape. Cheering the hero and hissing the man in the cape. Romance and action and thrills. Partner, there's gold in them hills. Movies were movies when during the titles you'd know. You'd get a happy ending, dozens of blundering cops in a thundering chase. Getting a bang out of lemon meringue in the face. Bandits attacking a train. One little tramp with a cane. Movies were movies were movies when I ran the show. Movies were movies when Pauline was tied to the track. After she trudged through the ice with the babe on her back. Girls at the seashore would stand all in a row in the sand. Rolling their stockings an inch and a quarter below. The line of decency and Swanson and Keaton and Dressler and William S. Hart. No one pretended that what we were doing was art. We had some guts and some luck, but we were just making a buck. Movies were movies when I ran the show. No one pretended that what we were doing was art. We had some guts and some luck, but we were just making a buck. Movies, were movies when I ran the show.
I know my way around here. The cardboard trees, the painted seats, the sound here. Yes, a world to rediscover, but I'm not in any hurry. In overcrowded hallways, the atmosphere as thrilling here as always. Feel the early morning madness, feel the magic in the making. Why everything's as if we never said goodbye. Trying to resist you, I'm trembling now. You can't know how I've missed you. Miss the fairy tale adventures in this ever spinning playground. We were young together. I'm coming out of makeup. The light's already burning. Not long until the cameras will start turning. And the early morning madness and the magic in the making. never said goodbye. Overcrowded hallways, so much to say, not just today, but always. Make me say goodbye.
That was Barbra Streisand channeling the dreams and desires of silent film star Norma Desmond from the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical Sunset Boulevard. I think a song she covered pretty terrifically for my money. All right, so we're in the silent film era, and now we're going to lurch out of it on October 16th, 1927, when Al Jolson debuted in a movie called The Jazz Singer. And I'm sure you all know The Jazz Singer was not the fully sung and spoken. There's silent sections and there's sung sections, and it's a bit jarring to watch it, but it is one of the most important films in Hollywood history. For this movie, Jolson, who played a jazz singer who's conflicted with his religious and performance lives, sings a song called Blue Skies. Now, Blue Skies is a song by Irving Berlin, but it was interpolated into a 1926 Rodgers and Hart musical called Betsy. So sort of a strange background. But anyway, here from the original film soundtrack is Al Jolson rendering Blue Skies, all talking, all singing, no dancing. But hopefully you'll enjoy this recording.
Blue skies, smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Oh, don't know, bluebirds singing a song. Nothing but little bluebirds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the day hurrying by. When you're in love, oh, don't they fly? Blue days, days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. You like that, Mama?
Yes.
I'm glad of it. I'd rather please you than anybody I know of. Oh, darling, will you give me something?
What?
You'll never guess. Shut your eyes, Mama. Shut them for little Jackie. Oh, I'm going to steal something. I'll give it back to you someday, too. You see if I don't. Mama, darling, if I'm a success in this show, well, we're going to move from here. Oh, yes, we're going to move up in the Bronx. A lot of nice green grass up there and a whole lot of people you know. There's the Ginsbergs, the Guttenbergs, and the Goldbergs. Oh, a whole lot of birds. I don't know them all. And I'm going to buy you a nice black silk dress, Mama.
Oh,
You see, Mrs. Friedman, the butcher's wife, she'll be jealous of you.
Oh, no.
Yes, she will. You see if she isn't. And I'm going to get you a nice pink dress that'll go with your brown eyes. What do you mean, no? Who is telling you? What do you mean, no? Yes, you'll wear pink or else. Or else you'll wear pink. And, darling, oh, I'm going to take you to Coney Island.
Yeah?
Yes, I'm going to ride on the chute to shoot. And, you know, in the dark mill.
Yeah?
Ever been to the dark mill?
Oh, no.
Well, with me, it's all right. I'll kiss you and hug you feel my dog. Now, Mama, stop now. You're getting skittish. Mama, listen, I'm going to sing this like I will if I go on the stage, you know, with this show. I'm going to sing it jazzy. Now, get this. Blue sky, smiling at me, me. Nothing but little blue sky. Do I see? Do. Blue bird, singing a song. Nothing but little blue bird all day long. You like that slapping business? Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the day hurrying by. When you're in love, oh, don't they fly? Blue day, all of them gone. Nothing but.
That stop was the voice of Jakey Rabinowitz's father, the Cantor Rabinowitz, played in the movie by Warner Oland, who went on to become Charlie Chan. Anyway, that is The Jazz Singer, the first talking picture. And of course, talking pictures revolutionized everything because now you could have singing and dancing and musical numbers and all that great stuff you could only have on Broadway. And it ushered in an entire new way of communicating with audiences, and it became such a fad that several songs were devoted to the whole idea. So here's a wonderful song by Brown, DeSilva, and Henderson about talking pictures, and then we'll segue into a little pastiche from a 1978 British musical I love called Songbook. But first, an ode to the talking picture era back in 1930.
Thank you. feet dance. Listen to my voice sing. Listen to the band go and go. We all in a talking picture show. Listen to my clock tick. Listen to my horse neigh.
Bump. That's from the 1978 satirical songbook, a nice ode to the 1920s and this new phenomenon of talking pictures. Hi, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today is our big Oscar party. Do you have your tuxes on and your wonderful designer gowns? And we're rolling out the red carpet to all our listeners. Now, if I were Billy Crystal, I could sing one of those wonderful medleys of all the Oscar-nominated songs, and they're pretty terrific. I wish I could play one for you, but the Academy doesn't really license those. So let's go back to the early days of Oscar-winning songs. Obviously, when the talking pictures rolled out, there were great songs written just for the movies, as opposed to transposed from the stage. And very soon, by 1934, they got their own Academy Awards. The first one to win Best Song Oscar was The Continental, which was sort of drafted into the Cole Porter score to The Gay Divorcee. But let's tip our hat to the next one from 1935, which ironically is Lullaby of Broadway. From Gold Diggers of 1935, and here is Tony Bennett to sing a knockout version of our second ever Oscar-winning song.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip parade and ballyhoo. The lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train. The rattle of a taxi. The daffodils who entertained at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight, let's call it a day. Hey, come on along, listen to the lullaby of Broadway. The Copacabana birdland to the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town and everything gets hazy. You rock by your baby round to Ellington or Basie. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Milkman's on his way. Sleep tight.
obviously, would swell Oscar-winning songs like Lullaby of Broadway, people all over the world wanted to come to Hollywood, usually stage-struck or film-struck or set-struck, whatever you want to call them, youngsters. And imagine the extra appeal of going to Hollywood if, let's say, you had a huge television show which went off the air after 7 record-breaking seasons. Well, that's Jane Krakowski, who played a wonderful supporting part in the musical Grand Hotel, her show 30 Rock, just departed. So why wouldn't she want to go to Hollywood? And here's her rendition of that very number from the musical Grand Hotel.
What did he see in me? What's my attraction? Could that face make a million men adore me and make 100 cameramen explore me? Is that the girl I see there right before me? I want to be that girl in the mirror there. I want to be that girl with golden hair up on a silver screen most everywhere in the world. I want to go to Hollywood. Talkies, I mean the pictures. I want to have a hot time every night. Get out and raise a little Fahrenheit. Knock every duke and count and baron right off his feet. Oh, I'll be that girl that's understood. Hollywood. I want to sing the blues. I want to wear nice shoes and drink illegal booze in every late night spot for the jazz hot. I want a breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. If I'm a big box office winner there, I'll be the most well-known Berliner there ever was. I want to go to Hollywood so I can get far away. Friedrichstrasser, my cold water flat, the sofa that I sleep on behind a screen, the noisy lodger in the next room, my broken hand mirror, my broken coffee pot. If things get broken, they stay broken in Friedrichstrasser. Worn out bristles on your hairbrush, the pennies needed for the heat every hour, and when you get sick, you stay sick in Friedrichstrasse, where you live with little soap and with hardly any hope. I want to be that girl in the mirror there. I want to be that girl with golden hair up on a silver screen most everywhere in the world. I want to go to Holly. I want to go, I want to go, I want to go, I want to go, I want to go. I have to go, I have to go, I have to go, I have to go, I have to go. I swear that girl in the mirror, that girl in the mirror is going to go to
was Jane Krakowski as the flaming Flemmchen from Grand Hotel wanting to go to Hollywood. Well, she was not the first character in a musical who wanted to do that, and she won't be the last. One musical that dealt its entire story with the idea of somebody making it big in Hollywood was the Carol Burnett musical Fade Out, Fade In, scored by Julie Stein and Comden and Green. And we have our lovely Carol Burnett as an usher in the Midwest who dreams of becoming a star, and she will eventually become Lila Tremaine and become involved with the dashing, handsome leading man, Byron Prong, I think, played by Jack Cassidy. So let's hear 2 solo numbers from the musical Fade Out, Fade In.
The usher from the mezzanine will soon be seen on the silver screen. On the screen she once used to stare at 5 shows a day. The usher's face in black and white will fill the screen every day and night. And a million ushers will stare at her the same way. So don't give up, all you short or fat or tall girls. Democracy says fame can come to all girls. Is there a girl with soul so dead who never once to herself has said, I could make it too if I had the chance to be seen? Do I want it? Yes, I want it. So watch your local screen for the usher from the
face, laughing, crying, smiling. Look upon this face, wistful, scornful, and beguiling. Right profile, left profile, three quarters and full face, perfect, every angle right. Cameraman's delight. 32 dazzling teeth, a sight divine. 32, one of them is almost mine. My fortune is my face, manly, boyish, leering, all this in one face, eager, evil, and endearing. Right profile, left profile, a face unique from any view. When this face is gone, gone is fortune too. All right, face, keep it up, keep working. There's a lot depending upon you. Whole gambling syndicate. Can't keep going on without you. 2 ex-wives and all that alimony and 3 kids and all their teeth to be fixed. Teeth stretching for miles and miles into the horizon. Right profile, left profile, 3 quarters and full face. So fill it up with tax and fill it out with wax. Oh, what an actor, the Lemax Factor, and this face.
Would it be indiscreet of me to point out that Comden and Green stole their actor Max Factor rhyme from Johnny Mercer back in Hooray for Hollywood? Well, I said it. It's out there in the airwaves. Do with it as you will. Clearly, being a Hollywood matinee idol is not all bed of roses. We'll hear 2 songs of the alpha and the omega of that experience. The first is from a musical that was originally called So Long 174th Street and then morphed into Enter Laughing. And it's a fantasy about a young pharmacist who wishes he were an actor in the Depression, and this dream he has that one day he'll be a big star named David Kollowitz in Hollywood with a big mansion and a butler to answer the phone and fend off all the inquiries from the many, many starlets who wish to bed him. So here's George S. Irving reprising his role as Marlowe, the butler.
Hello. Yes, this is the residence of Mr. David Kolowitz, the famous actor. No, this is Marlowe the butler. Who's calling, please? Ah, Miss Garbo. No, I'm afraid Mr. Kolowitz cannot come to the phone just now. Pardon? What? Yes, of course I can tell you why not. He's a screwing Dolores del Rio. That's why he cannot speak to you. He's screwing Dolores del Rio and may not be disturbed till he's through. No, he can't call you back at 5:30. At 5:30 he humps Alice Faye. Then Gina Harlow at 7, Mae West at 11, and somewhere between them they ray. No, tomorrow I fear is no better. He'll be banging Jean Arthur at 10, Carol Lombard at 1, Myrna Loy, Irene Dunne, half an hour for dinner, and then he's booked solid till midnight, at which time it's Dolores del Rio again. Yes, I could set you up an appointment, but the waiting list's endless, I fear. Ruby Keeler's been waiting 6 months now, Betty Davis for over a year. No, next Friday is out of the question. Cancellations are simply unknown. There's Miss Dietrich, and then it is time for Miss Bennett. No, Constance, on Tuesday it's Joan. No, next Wednesday you haven't a hope, miss. He stoop Sylvia, Sydney at 4. Then Mae Murray, Mae Clark, and then after it's dark, with L'Amour and Lamar, it's Amour. Then as usual, just as a nightcap, it's Dolores del Rio on call. Oh, there might be an opening in April, if you promise you won't take too long. You go right after Madeline Carroll, and just before Anna Mae Wong. Oh, no, wait, that's not any good either. I'd forgotten these penciled-in dates. There's Joan Crawford, and then he must meet Sonia Henny. They're going to try it on skates. Please, it's no good you're weeping, Miss Garbo. And it's no use your taking that tone. You can wave, you can rant, Mr. Kolowitz can't, simply can't come and talk on the phone. He's screwing Dolores del Rio, and he wants to be, well, you know, alone.
Once it was an ordinary, average little life, and what a joy. Sudden success caught you, I guess, high on its glittering bough. Lie the merry, ordinary, average little girl. Where are you now? Thank you. carefully dressed, carefully coached, diamond braceleted, emerald brooched, just to be loved from afar. Poor little Hollywood star. One of the rare, one of the great, everyone's idol but nobody's mate. Poor little fairy tale queen. How do you fill the void under that celluloid sheen? Smile for your fans, live for your art. What if nobody gives that for your heart? This is the very last stop. Where can you go from the top? For your art, what if nobody gives that for your heart? This is the very last stop. Where can you go from the top? So never relax, never give in. Pull in those longings and stick out that chin. Loved and adored as you are. Your melancholy would seem just a trifle bizarre in this Jollywood. Poor little shiny little Hollywood star.
That was Faith Prince lamenting the Hollywood star Belle Poitrine's destiny in the 1982 revival of Little Me. Little Me is supposed to be this autobiographical story of this Hollywood starlet, and rumor has it that her co-star was Martin Short. Well, that was true, but her co-star was Martin Short, who played seven parts, but supposedly hogged the stage so egregiously that it was renamed Little Him. Anyway, well, it's a little gossip, but we have a Hollywood show, and what's Hollywood without gossip? One thing that has transpired in the Oscar race, which we're celebrating on today's broadcast, is when Hollywood Pictures adapt a Broadway musical to film, they often add a new song in the hopes of getting an Oscar, because if you film, say, Phantom of the Opera or something, you don't get an Oscar for a score that already appeared in another medium. So, speaking of Andrew Lloyd Webber, when Evita made it to film, I think in a pretty terrific version starring Madonna, Webber and Rice got together and wrote a new song for Madonna, which won the Oscar. So, let's hear that. You Must Love Me.
Where do we go from here? This isn't where we intended to be. We had it all, you believed in me, I believed in you. Certainties disappear. What do we do for our dream to survive? How do we keep all our passions alive as we used to do. Deep in my heart, I'm concealing things that I'm longing to say, scared to confess what I'm feeling, frightened you'll slip away. You must love me. You must love me.
Can two anxious hearts beat as one? Yesterday I was alone. Today you are beside me. Something still unclear, something not yet here, has begun. Suddenly the world seems a different place, somehow full of grace, full of light. How was I to know that so much hope was held inside me? What is past is gone. Now we journey on through the night. How was I to know at last that happiness can come so fast? Trusting me the way you do, I'm so afraid of failing you. Just a child who cannot know that danger follows where I go. There are shadows everywhere and memories I cannot share. Nevermore alone, nevermore apart. You have warmed my heart like the sun. You have brought the gift of life and love so long denied me. Suddenly I see what I could not see. Something suddenly has begun.
That was The Man of the Hour, The Man from Oz, Hugh Jackman as Jean Valjean from the recent 2012 film version of Les Misérables, which is up for a number of Academy Awards this evening on tonight's Oscars. As I mentioned earlier, it's become kind of a convention that you would add a sneak in a little song there if your Broadway musical or West End musical is being made into a film so that you can be up for an Academy Award nomination. And indeed, that song suddenly is up for a nomination tonight. There have been other shows. Chicago, they wrote a new song for Chicago, which I think was played under the credits. They couldn't really... You know, they're sort of sneaking it in the back door. But there you have it. Hollywood is, and the Broadway stage are, you know, a pair that's always going to be locked in this endless dual competition love fest. And there's always a lot to admire by watching the Oscar broadcasts. I remember, gosh, in the early 70s when Groucho Marx was given an honorary Oscar. What did they play for him? They played the climactic number from the musical Minnie's Boys. So there's always some kind of performance. Who knew? Who would have thought? There's, who would have imagined that would happen? There's always a surprise on the Oscars. And one of the most ebullient surprises on the Oscars in recent years was the wonderful Anne Hathaway, who single-handedly, in my opinion, saved that broadcast with James Franco from being a debacle, because James Franco, I don't know, he ain't going to be in a musical anytime soon. But Anne Hathaway is Fantine in this film version of Les Mis. She seems to be the front runner for Best Supporting Actress in tonight's Oscars, and I think she's a real megawatt performer who has real stage chops. I saw her at the Encores presentation of Carnival many years ago, and, well, let's keep our fingers crossed for her. At any rate, here is Anne Hathaway taking us out on our Oscar salute on Broadway to Main Street with her, hopefully, legendary rendition of I Dreamed a Dream from Les Mis.
There was a time when men were kind, when their voices were soft, when their words inviting. There was a time when love was blind, and the world was a song, and the song was exciting. There was a time. Then it all went wrong. I dreamed a dream in time gone by, and hope was high, and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. And I was young and unafraid. So dreams were made, used, wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, no song and song, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder. As they tear your hope apart, as they turn your dream to shame. He slept the summer by my side. With endless wonder, he took my childhood and his stride. life has killed the dream. I dream. Well,
where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.